fantastic sound of Ghosting. That's the Prismism Project remix, and would you believe that is all one man? We'll be finding all about that man a little bit later on when I talk to the organisers of the Oxjam event. You're listening to 123 with me, Bob, and I'm very pleased to welcome my guests in the studio. We have the organisers of Oxjam and a couple of band members of some of the bands that are appearing there. We've got Ross Hummel. Good afternoon, Ross.
Hello, good afternoon.
We've got Tim Picton.
Hello.
You've been the two main organisers, I believe, yeah?
Yeah.
Then we've got Bradley Hollis, who is a member of Denouement, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, and we've got Matt Broadbent from Harper. I've said it, Matt Broadbent from Harper.
Hello.
Hello, that's better, that's better. I apologise, Matt. I don't know what it is. I've got a mental block.
It's fine, Bob.
Whenever I go to say your name, it comes out as Broadbent.
It's fine,
I don't know.
You've got a really memorable surname.
Yeah. It's Matt Broadbent.
Yes.
Now, I think you guys are doing a great thing for a great cause. It's Oxjam on the 28th of December. It's taking place at the Essex Arms. You've got bands all day, haven't you? It starts about 2 o'clock, I believe.
Yeah, it starts at 2 o'clock, and then it's going to run all day up until around midnight, we hope.
Fantastic. And from what I've seen, you've put together a great lineup of local talent. We'll talk about that in a bit, but first, can you tell us a little bit about Oxjam and its aims?
Yeah, it's a project that's been running since around 2006. Yep. It's been running for 6 years now, and they're still going strong. There's hundreds of gigs going on around the country still, and we started doing the Brentwood one last year, which Tim organised, and we hope to go one better this year and really try and include as many bands as we could, and we've got it running all day. It's to raise money to fight poverty and suffering around the world, and mixing that with a network of music, and it's for a really good cause.
Fantastic. I mean, the actual concept itself is sort of nationwide, isn't it? There are Oxjam gigs going on up and down the country, and over the years there's been sort of several high profile celebrity supporters, haven't there? Do you know about them?
Yeah, no, they certainly have. One of them is Damon Albarn. Also, there's a lot of celebrities who've done DJ sets and that sort of thing in the past. Fatboy Slim, Jarvis Cocker, you've got loads of sort of celebrity ambassadors. There was a really big event this year, actually, Oxjam Islington, and it was over, I think it was about 10 venues and like hundreds of bands.
Wow.
So we're aspiring to
that's the dream,
to that extent, but we're only students at the moment, so we're investing all we can into it, but hopefully in a few years we'll be at that level.
Yeah.
But they're doing great things around the country, especially in London. Most of the events actually happen in October, so it's best to check around that time and see what's going on in the local area.
Right, okay. Don't say you're only students.
We have a budget and we're doing the best we can.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Cheap and cheerful.
No, sounds like you're doing great. Well, let's hear some facts about Oxjam. Now, over 1 million people have been to an Oxjam gig. And so far, there have been 3,500 Oxjam events across the UK. And since 2006, Oxjam has raised over £2 million for Oxjam. Fantastic. Mm. So, you're supporting an amazing cause here in Brentwood. Where and when is it all happening?
It's going to take place at the Essex Arms in Brentwood. It's really close to Brentwood Station, really easy to get there.
Yep.
It's the 28th of December. We tried to get it equidistant between Christmas and the New Year's, so to warm you up for all those New Year's
they
parties.
They call it Twixtmas, don't they, I think?
that's what it's called now. Yeah. As you've already mentioned, it's happening all day. It's going to start off, kick off with the first band at 2 o'clock, and we're hoping to, if all runs smoothly, to finish around midnight.
Yeah,
so
it'll run brilliant.
Yeah, good.
But
we've got a good team. There's a team of around 5 or 6 people that are really helping out the cause, and it should run to plan. I think
good.
So.
Good. Okay. Well, let's run through some of those acts that are appearing. It all kicks off at 2 o'clock with Denouement, and I think we've got three Denouement members here, haven't we?
We do.
So it's Ross, Tim, and Bradley. Yeah.
Yep.
Tell us about your music.
Brad. We're a post/math rock instrumental band.
We're a post/math rock band. It sounds very sort of pretentious. But we like to have fun with our music, you know. We we're very sort of, we play a lot of dancey sort of riffs. We're very, I guess the word is sort of mercurial, like we go from one riff to the other, we change time signatures a lot. It's almost like a new version of jazz, basically. But it's something that is enjoyable and it's accessible as well. Ross's mum actually started dancing to it
last time,
and that is the barometer of if you play good music.
And your favourite time signature is 7/4. Yeah,
7/4. Yeah, great. Take a lot of sort of inspiration from people like Foles and mix it with a bit of Explosions in the Sky type stuff.
Yeah, it's all instrumental, just designed to get people up and having a dance.
And 7/4 is good for that.
7/4 is that's a great time signature.
It is wonderful.
For all your music nerds out there, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, because I have no musical knowledge whatsoever.
We're probably appealing to the wrong demographic.
Right, so you're on until about 2:40, and then James Terry takes over. Yeah, can you tell us about James Terry?
Well, we have to read out his...
He's made a biography just for the event, and it's so good.
Go on, man. As you haven't read it yet, I think you should read it.
Should
that.
I read something?
All right, this is Matt.
It's hilarious.
Doing proud, man.
Okay. From 2:50 to 3:20, we have got James Terry. Do you enjoy applauding politely, regardless of merit, but were unsuccessful in your attempts to get the deal or no deal audience? If so, then satisfy your desire by coming to see acoustic guitarist James Terry at Oxjam this year. Backed by popular demand for his annual gig, Terry performs his own brand of pretentious existential humanism, which is so captivating that it won't send somebody to sleep midway through a song.
I don't think I'm even clever enough to understand that.
Well, we're using the word pretentious a lot here. I think we're giving up the wrong impression.
No,
I think we should ban that word from the rest of the...
If you're listening, James, we do love you.
He's an acoustic act and he's really good. He writes his own stuff.
Yeah,
right.
A wonderful lyricist, actually.
Yeah, he is.
Great.
Came out of nowhere, didn't
great, he? Great banter on stage as well. Yes. Should be a stand-up.
Very dry.
Very sardonic. Yeah.
Okay, so it's James Terry till 3:20. Then at 3:30, Becky Drews.
Yeah, it's another acoustic act. She's a singer and acoustic guitarist from Upminster, and she's performed in various bars and venues around London and Essex. She's experimented playing with bands and duos in the past, I think, but she's going for the solo route now. Just expect melodic, folk-tinged pop songs and the odd cover song in there.
Right, okay, fantastic. And the guy I want to talk about, Prismism Project. Now, that is your brother, Ross, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I went to see him during the week because he entered his Battle of the Bands competition down at his university. I may be a bit biased, but he's incredible.
I don't think you're biased at all.
No,
he's an incredible musician. Really.
Yeah. I know Greg as a guitarist. I've seen him play guitar, and I was just knocked out. I think he's fantastic.
Yeah, he's irritatingly good.
He's all around virtuoso.
I think it's illegal to be that good.
Right. Well, of course, the Prismism Project was the track we heard at the start of the show there, and it's fantastic. And it's very different to everybody else that's appearing on the day, isn't it?
Yeah, he's started to write his own stuff now. He started off doing remixes, and that was one of his remixes, but he started to write his own stuff, and it's really good. He plays every instrument himself. He doesn't need any band members, and just adds different elements to his songs each time, and it's such a good experience to see it as well.
It must be amazing to watch as
it really is.
Right, well, if you're listening, Greg, come in and perform in the studio for us, and
we'll
video you and get it up on the website. I think sounds like that's one for the future. Okay, so then at 6 o'clock, it's Basement Jazz, and I think there's a Cooper's Coburn connection here, isn't there?
There certainly is. Basement Jazz were actually quite a high-profile band back in the day when we were at Cooper's. We're trying to bring in loads of different genres into this Oxjam this year. It's not all going to be... A lot of the time, you just expect it all to be indie and blues bands and stuff like that, and that's great, but we tried to sort of integrate some jazz in there. So this is very traditional sort of jazz. They do a lot of jazz covers of classic songs. They're probably throwing the old Christmas song in there as well. They said about their band, they said it was born out of desire to reinstitute the true big band jazz music to the Cooper's Company and Coburn's music department.
Right.
They soon became synonymous for sleek musical performance, daring harmonies and abounding improvisational expertise. Whoever wrote this was slightly conceited, but they're good. But, you know, but anyway, the band reunited in aid of Oxjam 2013, experienced the highs of performing in the Birmingham Conservatoire.
Ooh, wow.
Concert
wow,
Hall.
That's and close the
lows,
to me.
Yeah, no, and the lows of entertaining Sherry Brair. Sherry Brair? Sherry Brair. Yeah, sorry, that's tongue twister.
You're as bad as me with names.
I know, during their short-lived but compelling career, and it certainly was compelling. I can't wait. There's 12 of them, and we have to fit them onto the stage.
12? So it's going to be about to mention. Not a big stage, but 12 right. people on that should be
it's going to be great.
So what range of instruments do they play then, huh?
Possibly everything at
all
once.
The big ones. Yeah.
All the big ones. They've got a brass section, the they ones. Have keyboard,
bass, drums,
yeah.
Wow.
So big band jazz. It's going to be fun.
It's different from anything that's out there, anything that's played before, and they're quite unique, and it's great to have that sort of band playing.
Yeah,
post-colonial.
It's something you have a dance to. Yeah, we should make a little ballroom.
Look out for
situation.
Born to be wild.
We could,
we could
do that.
We could have a competition.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I was thinking of implementing some costume changes.
That'd be really good. I think we should discuss that later.
Okay. Okay. Then at 6:50, it's the audience. Now that's not an open mic session, is it?
No. We thought it'd be hilarious if we announced everyone's the audience and everyone had to clap themselves. I think we might still do it that way for a bit of avant-garde humour.
So who are the audience? Tell us about them.
Who are the audience? Well, this is a relatively new band, and it's one of my oldest friends, Steve Mugglestone, has set this up, I think, last year, and they've just got a few recordings out. They played a few gigs recently, and they've got a really huge crowd. They're sort of a bluesy sort of band, and they've got such a big fan base. They only just set up their Facebook page. I mean, in the first day, they got something like 150 likes or 200 likes.
Wow.
So they're really making waves. I haven't actually seen them live yet, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good experience, and a lot of people are really psyched to see them, I think. Yeah. So that's definitely one to look out for
great
as well
stuff.
On the day.
Great stuff. Okay, and heading into the evening then, at 7:40, it's Leanne Louise. Now, we know Leanne Louise very well on Phoenix. Mm. She's been in several times here. She's an up-and-coming recording artist from Essex with influences from artists such as Amy Winehouse and Adele. Leanne brings a collection of honesty and soul to music. In 2011-2012, Leanne received support from Kiss FM, Radio 1 Extra. Why am I giving the opposition a bit of promotion there? That's not good. And Phoenix FM. 2013 has been about finding the artist within whilst writing and recording at Stag Studios for her first solo project. And Leanne's new single, Save Your Heart, is due to be released on Saturday. But we can have a sneak preview Ooh. Of it now. That's the beautiful new single from Leanne Louise, who will be appearing at the Oxjam event on the 28th of December at the Essex Arms. It's called Save Your Heart. Now, first of all, we must send out a small apology to the legend that is Alex Hoggett, because in our rundown of the bands, I actually missed that at 4:10... is Alex's band, Crooked Era. Now, Alex is not only a legend on Phoenix FM, he's a bit of a legend with you guys, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the Hogmeister. Well, yeah,
he's a character that is burned deep into my heart.
Yeah.
I got a lot of time for him, and a lot of time for his music.
Everyone does,
doesn't he? On me. Yeah.
Well, of course, Alex presents a great show here on Phoenix FM, and you're right, Matt, he does play a really good selection of stuff, doesn't he?
He really does, and like yourself, Bob, his commitment to his
to the Phoenix, and his music is incomparable.
Ooh, I guess. it's very kind of you.
It's nice to come in on a local radio station and someone be that crewed up like yourself.
Yeah, well, we love him. So yeah, so tell us about the band Crooked Ear Hole.
It's I think it's quite a new band.
Yeah.
I think he's been in the band for around about a year or so with Outset Ocarina.
Yep.
And they've sort of merged into this Crooked Era. He'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, but it will be their first gig under the pseudonym of Crooked Era, and they play indie rock mixed with blues, if I remember correctly from seeing him with Outset Ocarina.
Yep.
And it's, well, all you need to know really is that Hoggett's in the band. I mean, he's
personality, yeah.
Yeah, what he brings to the show, and he'll be hopefully he'll be there all day as well to offer anecdotes around, and
he'll be buying drinks after the set and before the set for everyone.
We actually have an autograph sort of section scheduled with him half an hour afterwards.
Yeah. Right, okay. Plus,
there'll be a big queue. Will
he be charging for those? Do you think?
Yeah,
he needs to set a price, but he said suggest people camp out the night before.
There's going to be no flash photography either. Yeah.
And he wants Red Bulls. This is his rider. He wants he wants unlimited supply of Red Bulls at, I think it was freezing point, 0 degrees.
Okay.
So you're telling me he wants a frozen caffeinated drink?
That's it.
That's it.
He's like the musical Mario Balotelli, isn't he?
Yeah. We love you, Alex. We love you,
Alex. Yeah.
A little gentle Mickey taking there, I think.
I love Mario Balotelli.
Okay, so let's go back to where we were after Leanne Louise, who is on from 7:40 to 8:20. At 8:30, along come Curse These Metal Hands, and there's another family connection there. Ooh,
yeah. Yes. Family in two ways. My brother Robert, tall one, he is the singer/ rhythm guitar player.
Okay,
and we also share drummers, and I think they play very good heavy blues rock kind of stuff.
Yeah,
kind of. It's they say they're a semi concept band, but that's because they've just taken in the 50-year rule, and as parts of their songs use the quotes from the Invisible Man film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which is
and
out.
They've been releasing tunes for the past 4 months, and we've been gigging with them over the year.
Right.
We've been gigging with them over the year.
And so the drummer in your band, Toby,
yes.
Toby Thacker,
Tobias Thacker,
he also plays with Curse These Metal Hands.
He plays and does backing vocals for them, but we don't let him sing. I don't know why. He does sing on the songs, but he doesn't sing live.
Right.
But yeah, he drums for them, and they're putting out some really good stuff at the moment, and hopefully we can do more stuff in the year. But they're going to put on a really good show, as they always do.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. Well, they'll be on till 9:10, and then at 9:20, it's Harper.
Yes.
Now, I should explain, Matt Broadband is the leading light in Harper. The
light, leading light, the, a dark
the,
light.
Oh, a dark light. Ooh, no, sounds no, sinister. No, no, no. it's lead vocals and guitar, isn't it? Yeah,
and publicity, etc.
Okay, well, tell us about the band and your music.
Well, we're a four-piece alternative slash... Well, it started off about a year ago, been formed for about a year.
Yeah.
And Jamie and Toby joined around about April or May. We recorded our debut EP, Jorian Blood Blues, which our very own Tim Picton in the studio wrote a stellar review for,
thanks.
I loved.
Right, yes.
Made me head about
there
it.
Have been
loved
some,
it.
There have been some really good reviews.
There have been some wonderful reviews, particularly for the new single, Feel So Hollow, which we recorded ourselves and put out about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, we're going to be hearing that in a minute.
It's been getting a lot of play all over, really.
And the other day, you went international, didn't you?
Our first review before Tim's a little while ago was from a guy, it was a blog called Hob Snobbery, which I'd suggest you check out.
Oh, I've checked
listeners.
It out already. Yeah,
yeah. And they're from Jersey. I think the guy's called Adrian, and they really liked it, which was quite nice.
Satisfying.
And then and recently we got played on a blues
a blues podcast, which is in Florida.
Okay.
And we got some really good, like, really nice reviews about it as well. And it's really nice because, you know, we did that all ourselves and stuff.
I hear you went a bit mad on Twitter after that as well.
Well, I woke up, and because of the time difference, I checked it, and I was like, well, yeah, I'm just going to go through all this stuff. And that was really nice. It was a good day yesterday.
Right, okay.
But it was just, yeah, and the show in particular is going to be heavy, yeah, it's going to be
right.
really good.
Right.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
All right, and what about this song we're about to play, Feel So Hollow? What can you tell me about that?
Well, it's been in the live set for a while.
Yeah.
But and it's one of our favourite to play.
Okay.
It's got a good dirty groove to it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's hear it now. It's Harper and Feel So Hollow. Fantastic Harper and Feel So Hollow. Okay, we got up to Harper, and there's one final act. I guess they're the headliners, are they?
Well,
I wouldn't say. Nah, no. Harper are more the headliners.
They're just on last.
We put No one wanted the last lot, so
okay.
We took it, which is good, really. But yeah, it's quite late, so we might be getting quite fatigued by that time. But
I'll still be there, guys.
Thanks, Brad. I'll be there.
Oh, as long as we've got two people in the audience, that's better than
that's better than usual. Yeah,
that's it. So at 10:30, it's the Lights. Yeah,
yeah.
The Lights are an alternative rock quartet from Essex who are sometimes accompanied by a cardboard cutout of Alan Shearer. It says here. Tell me more.
That was Tim. Wrote that. That's the potential for this gig. So it's a bit random, so you never know what we're gonna get up to. But it'll be the first gig, our first gig for 16 months. So we've been on a sort of hiatus because I've been in Spain for a year. Both Tim and Greg have been in university. Greg in this band again, Prismism, is the lead singer for this band.
Right, okay. It's all mix and match time then, isn't it?
Yeah. And then the drummer lives in Milton Keynes now, so it'll be first gig for 16 months, and we're really looking forward to it. And it's just, we've been together for about five years
really?
Now, just gigging around Essex and into London, and even one up in Nottingham as well.
Yeah.
It'll just be a bit of fun at the end of the night, I think.
And we've written all these new songs for an EP, so we're looking forward to playing those.
Yeah,
as well.
finally have a second EP.
Right, so, okay. Yeah. Right, well, we're going to hear a track from The Lights now. It's called Light Pollution. Can you tell us a bit about this song?
Well, yeah, we wrote this quite a while ago, but we recently had it released as a single on an independent London label. We're still waiting for our royalties, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, just put that shot. £20.
I think we were the only ones that bought it anyway. Right. So.
Well, the thing is, our royalties is enough for each member of the band to go to Subway and get a £5 footlong meal.
That's what I'm hoping for.
So, if they're listening, we need the royalties. But anyway, yeah.
Well, it's going to take off now. Now you've been on Phoenix FM.
It's
going to skyrocket. Yeah.
This is what we usually end our set with. It's our sort of staple song that.
Yeah,
it's the song that we send off to. If we're going to do any PR, we play.
Few vocals, long instrumentals.
Okay.
Heavy on the guitars.
All right. Well, let's hear it now. It's The Lights and Light Pollution.
Just a walk down the street. This is my life,
That's the lights and light pollution. That's the first time I've heard that. That is crazily good. I like that.
Thank you.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so you'll be finishing off the evening, all sort of grinds to a halt about 11:30, yeah?
Yeah, hoping that was the original plan time, 11:30. So hopefully, I think we've got licence to go up till around about 12 o'clock-ish.
So. Oh, push on. Further than that, Paul actually said to us, it can go on all night.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But, okay.
That's what I was saying. People bring tents.
We'll be zombies by that time, won't we?
Okay, guys. Well, look, we're fast running out of time here. It's been great to have you in it. You know, and from the music we've listened to today, it's diverse and quality music throughout. So no excuse to miss any live music and give your all to a worthy cause. It's Oxjam. It's at the Essex Arms. It's on the 28th of December and it starts around 2 p.m. Yeah.
Yep.
Cost of the tickets.
We're thinking at the moment, we're thinking £4 for the whole day, and then if you buy that, you can get the raffle ticket for £1 extra, so it'd be £5 for a ticket to see 11 bands on the day, and we think that's really good value.
That's incredible, really, yeah. And you've got a raffle going on as well, I believe, have you?
There is. We're just finalising it at the moment. We have some prizes set up. We've requested from various places to get some prizes together. Nearer the time, we will sort of reveal what the prizes are, but we don't want to. We can't confirm them all at the moment, but they're going to be good. Some of them are going to be a bit random, booby prizes. The other ones are going to be pretty good, though. So it's well worth the raffle. All the proceeds go to Oxfam as well, so it's definitely worth spending an extra pound on a strip when you come in.
That should be drawn towards the end of the night.
I think we're going to possibly do it before Harper, the headline, has come on. So about around 9:30, around that time.
Perhaps we could do the draw.
That would be great. Yeah. Get the drum roll. We really need
drum
rolls,
Something like that.
Well, good luck. Good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're more than welcome. And, I think it's great you're doing it. Just finally, where can we find out more about the Oxjam event? On the internet, Facebook, is it?
Yeah. There's a Facebook event page. So just type in Oxjam Essex Arms into Facebook, and it should come up there. There's multiple links on there for the Oxjam page that we've got, and all the bands have got their Facebook links on there as well. So
Bandcamp links, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And the lineup and all the information you need is on there.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. Ross Hummel, Tim Picton, Bradley Hollis, and Matt Broadbent. Thank you for coming on today.
Thanks so much.
Brilliant.
Thank
Cheers.
Thanks, Bob. Really nice to see you, man.
And you.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.